Now we head to Pennsylvania, where Pennsylvania State Representative John Hershey himself, an FFA alumni, caught up with a pair of advisors at the recent 103rd Pennsylvania Farm Show.
Now I have Mr. McLaughlin and Mrs. Morgan here. They're both ag teachers in the Juniata County School District. I'm excited to be here today because I'm a Juniata FFA alumni and unfortunately never joined until my junior year. So Mrs. Morgan, I guess we'll start with you. What does the Farm Show mean to you and why do you come here every year?
Well, to me, the Farm Show pretty much means highlighting agriculture in Pennsylvania. Agriculture is so diverse, and I think the Farm Show here at Pennsylvania really highlights what we have in Pennsylvania, and it's excellent, and I'm so glad that you're here, and especially with the Midwinter Convention, it's highlighting that future agricultures that we have and that we need to support them.
Great, and Mr. McLaughlin, what are some of the activities that the students get to experience while they're here at the Farm Show?
Well, we have our midwinter convention, and we are actually lucky because East Juniata has its first state officer. So not only do we have our alumni participating in it, but, you know, it is our, meaning Pennsylvania FFA, our midwinter convention. So it's really a great experience in a lot of respects that way for us.
Great. And Mrs. Morgan, what are some trends that you see today in agriculture education that might not have had 20 years ago?
Definitely now, trends in agriculture education, we have students that do have no connection to a farm. So really what we have to do is really highlight what they can do in agriculture. So that's like one of the big things that I see, especially in the future, especially with 1% of farmers being in the United States. You know, we have 120 students. We really have to highlight the agriculture is for everybody. It's from when you wake up in the morning to you go to bed at night in the sheets and everything in between there, food, clothing, textiles, deals with agriculture.
And people don't realize that, but the food we eat, the clothes we wear, a lot of that comes from not only U.S. farmers, but the food we're eating is coming from Pennsylvania farmers as well. Mr. McLaughlin, we're seeing a trend today that there are less farms. A lot of people that might be in ag education aren't going to work on the family farm after they graduate. Of course, I went a totally different path and I was an FFA. What are you seeing some of your students doing and what kind of career path can ag education provide?
Ag education is quite honestly all-encompassing. We teach literally everything from public speaking to hands-on science, mechanics, engineering, mathematics. So I see our students being more well-rounded than what a lot of people give us credit for, and much more ready to take on real-world problems and actually formulate real-world solutions. So I couldn't be prouder to be an ag educator, to be honest.
Yeah, and I can agree with that. I remember my senior prepared speaking competition when I did it at Penn State. I did it about the trade issue, and people don't realize that agriculture touches every part of our life, and it taught me to be a better public speaker, and it's an education I wouldn't have had otherwise, especially going on the college prep path. Of course, I went to college. You can do anything you want to with an ag education. It's pretty incredible. So anyway, we're Juniata County proud here at the Farm Show, and I'm excited to be able to talk to two of our educators that work so hard year in and year out in the classroom here at the Farm Show and outside of the classroom as well with our fairs and things like that. Anyway, thanks for being here today, guys, and thanks for having me.
Thank you.